Today's shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Zayin Omud Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Siman Kuf Chav Ches, the laws of Duchening, and we're up to Seif Chav Zayin. The Mechaber starts and he says, Kohen Ein Rashoy Lahosif Midaito Yoser Ala Shlosh Pesukim Shabirchas Kohanim. Kohen is not permitted to add on to the three brachos, the three psukim of the duchening, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yair Hashem ponav elech v'yichunecha, Yisar Hashem ponav elech v'simcha shalom. That's it. He can't add on any other additional psukim. V'im hosif, and if he does add on, over al batosif, he's over the prohibition in the Torah, the Isser Deraisa, of adding on to the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Kuf Dalid writes, this is based upon a Gemara, Lashon HaGemara. Shlo Yomar, a person shouldn't say, Ho'el v'nos na Torah Rishos Levara, since the Kohanim are given permission by the Torah to give us a bracha, Osif bracha achas mishali. The Kohen can say, I will add on my own personal bracha. For example, I quote another pasuk, Kigon, Hashem Elokei Avosechem, Hashem, who is the God of your forefathers, Yosef Alechem Kochem Elab Pomim Megomer, he should give you many, many brachos, a thousandfold. Talmud Lomer, how do you know that the Kohen can't do this? Because the pasuk says, Lo so sifu, you're not allowed to add on. Umasik Shom HaGemara, the Gemara there says, Da'afilu kvar siyim kol berchosav, gamkin over belav. Even if you finish the three psukim that you're supposed to, so you could argue that you finished the bracha, no, you're not allowed to add on anything else, you're over this lav of Baltosef. And certainly, and certainly if you were to add in the middle of the brachos, that is also incorrect and is prohibited. The Ishafuta number 104 brings down from the Prima Gadim, Im ein habracha shemosif smuch lebirchas kohanim, if the bracha that you're adding is not right done next to birchas kohanim, so then, ain't over b'val tosif. That's not considered b'val tosif. We had a discussion previously a few days ago, and we talked about whether when you wish to kohanim yoshekoyach, if they can say back to you, bruchim atem, or something like that. So there's certainly room to be makel. Then the Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, V'davka l'hosif pasuk acher oser. The Mishneh Berurah says, that which we said that you can't add on to the brach of the birchas kohanim is when you're adding on a pasuk. Avalom birchas kohanim kama pa'amim eino mishum baltosif. But to have somebody duchen twice in the same shul, that is not a problem. The lo shayach baltosif asiyas mitzvah shtei pa'amim. There is no din of baltosif when you perform mitzvah more than one time. This footnote number 105 brings down, this is based upon a tosis in Rosh Hashanah. The king kasul yidin atkios. This is likewise when we add all the extra tekios, our custom is to have 100 blasts of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So that's not a problem of baltosif. Once you're already yotze, if you're still doing it as part of the chazal setup, that's not a problem. Sivkot and Kufhei, the Mishneh Berurah writes, if you add it on, that's a problem of baltosif. So the Mishneh Berurah adds, v'hu adin, the same din would apply. Im garame abrochas, if you only said two or three psukim, over emishul bantigwa, you would be over decreasing the mitzvah that Hashem said, Bal Tigri, and I'll diminish the mitzvah that Hashem said. This footnote 106 brings down, if you even forgot one word, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Lo Yotze Dechovoso, you haven't fulfilled your obligation, because the pasuk says, Ko Sivarchu Es Bnei Yisrael, Ko Sivarchu, Ko is a lashon of Ikuva, you must do it that way, or else you're not Yotze. Furthermore, Kohen Hamaschal Levarch Levarch Berach Kohanim Kodem Alayla, if the Kohen they're duchening right by Shkia time, right before the night time, and they only finished part of the bracha before the Shkia, and the rest of the bracha after the Tzeisah Kochavim, so he brings out from the Sefer Emek Bracha that he's over Bal Tigra in that situation, because he wasn't Yotzi the bracha, all of it before Tzeisah Kochavim, and that's called, considered Kemechsa Bracha, as if you didn't say the entire bracha. Siv Chaf Ches. The Mechaber writes, Kohen shenasa kapa v'kohen detuchen v'yachar kacholach lebeis haknesses acher, he goes to another shul and motzot zibur shlo yigil lebirchas kohanim, and he gets to them before they're about to duchen yochel isos kapa pamacheres, he is allowed, as we've already mentioned before, to go duchen a second time. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Kuvav explains this, we had already discussed previously, kanizko le'el delek baltosif, there is no problem with baltosif over here basiya semitzah shtei pamit when you do the mitzvah two times. However, mikol makom, the Mishneh Berurah does point out there isn't over here Chiyuva lekolav. There is no obligation to do so the second time. If he wishes to, he can, but he's not mechuyev to do this. Kivan shekvar nosa kapu biyomzeh, since he's already duchened one time, v'chanal b'sif gimel, as we've already learned in Sif Gimel, so therefore there is no obligation, although there is permission to do so. The Shar HaTzion in Sif Kotten Pei Aleph adds over here, Chofetz Chaim writes, v'afilu bi'osu tzibur, even in the same shul itself, that he davened, for example, duchening by Shachris and Musaf on a Shabbos and a Yantif, for example, when we duchen both, for example, in Eretz Yisrael, mikom mokom lesel of chiyuv minator lalos v'chol pam. He doesn't have an obligation to go up for the second time, since he was already yotze his obligation the first time. V'afel b'kein, but if he does choose to go up, linyan bracha pashut tzorach levarach po chol pam. He would have to make a new bracha the second time, and he can't be yotze with the original bracha that he made. The Yishuv footnote 107 points out, the Shulchan Aruch says, Afilu im amru lo la'alos, even if people tell him to go up, and he decides not to go up, he's not over on the Aseh over here because he already went up. The Prima Gadim, however, says, Mikomokom yeshul avchiyah midrabbanu la'alos, that may be on a Daraisa level, but on the Rabbanu level, if he's asked to go up, he should go up. And this is based on the Shaar Tzion, Sivkot and Pei Dalet, who brings down the over Baseh, Yemein Oleh, that he is over an Aseh if he doesn't go up, albeit at the Rabbanu. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Aleph, the Afal Gadeinu Mechuyiv Liso Kapov Kamon Pom Yom Echad, even though a person has no obligation to go Duchen more than one time, Mekom Kopam Shinose Kapov Umivarach. Every time he does go up, he does make a separate bracha, which is, of course, Asher Kacham Kishos of Yar Nechule. The issue footnote 108 explains over here that this is based upon the Mara Mitz, who says, we learn this out from women who wish to be Mekayim Mitzvah Seishas Man Gromo, even though they're not Mechuyovos to do so, if they choose to do so, they do make a bracha, at least according to Ashkenazim, based upon the Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, certainly, Kavachoma, the same thing would apply to a Kohen. The Minchas Chinuch adds over here that this is similar to Tefillin. Every time a person puts on Tefillin, he goes and makes a new bracha for the Tefillin that day. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Kohen Mispalach Shmon Esrei. If a Kohen is saying Shmon Esrei, Im Ein Shom Kohen Achim Besa Knesses, he's in his silent Shmon Esrei, and the Tzibur is up to Chazaras Hashatz, and there is no other Kohen over there. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Tzorich Lahavsik, in the middle of his silent Shmon Esrei, he stops, V'lalos L'duchin, he goes up to the Duchin, Kadesh Lotis Batel, Nesias Kapayim, in order that the Shul shouldn't give up Duchening that day. And then afterwards, when he's done with the Duchening, V'acha Yigmar, when he's done with the duchening, yerid me'aduchen, he leaves the platform, the duchen, where he was, and he goes back to a seat, yigmar tfiloso. Dishu footnote 109 says, why does he have to go back to a seat? Why doesn't he complete the Shmon Esrei up there on the duchen? So he explains that this is based upon shelus tshuvas haradvaz, shetzorich shetia kol atfila b'mokom echad. The entire Shmon Esrei should ideally be in one place, v'lo b'shnei mekomos, and not in two places. Mishnah Berurah then adds, he says, however, im yesham kohen acher, if there is another kohen in the shul, ain't no postik mitzuloso, he's not allowed to interrupt in his silent Shmon Esrei and go in duchen. Im lo sha'amu lo alei l'duchen otol yodecha, unless somebody came up to him and said, go up to the duchen please, or go and wash your hands to go in duchen before or during the ritzei. Does afilu yesham kohanim acherim, in that situation, even if there are other kohanim present, tzorich lahavsuk lalos, he should in fact go up, interrupt his silent Shmon Esrei and go up in duchen. The issue footnote 110 explains over here, but when the Kohen is called, all the Kohanim are called up, when they say Kohanim, that's not a chiyah for him to go up, because even if he's in the shul, they didn't have him in mind. This is based upon the Radvaz, She'in Kavana Sakori Kohanim, Alam Espalosh Menesrei. When the Kohanim are being called up by the Makri or the Chazan, Kohanim, so they didn't intend to include those people that can't go up because they're in the Sarlosh Menesrei. Mishnah Berurah says, however, that wherever you do stop in the Sarlon Shmon Esrei to go up to the Duchen, you have to start making the motions to go up, as we've already said many times, when the Chazan is up to Ritzei, you have to show that you want to go up there, so even though you're in your Sarlon Shmon Esrei, you should make some slight movement with your feet to show that you are going to go up to Duchen, and then you can go up to Duchen at the appropriate time. But, Avolim Loa Karaglov, if you didn't do this, when the Shliach Tzibur said Ritzei, Ain't a rashoy lalos, then you're not allowed to go up there. Omnam, however, el yirabi mefak beikar heterzeh shall hefzik b'emtzat tefila. I feel a bar melo ale. The yirabi says he's not sure about this. That which we just said that you can go up if they ask you to go up. He says he's not sure that that's really a heter over here, a valid heter, even if they ask you to go up. The alpha gav the tefila derabbanani, because even though this is a din derabbanan to say Shmon Esrei and not move about, mikol mokom efshar demidu chacham dereim, I feel a bit mokom asay. Maybe the rabbi said, even though there's an asay to go up there in duchen and daraisa, nevertheless the rabbis might have said over here that we have the right to say shei v'al tase. And that's what Dirshu footnote 112 says, yesh koch b'yad chacham malako dovi min haTorah b'shei v'al tase. So maybe that, according to the Eli Rabbah, is the proper halacha that you're not allowed to go interrupt your silent Shmon Esrei to go in Duchen. And he says this is also the das of the Goyen Yaivitz Besiduro. The great Yaivitz writes in his Siddur the same thing, Shalom Lahavsik B'em Tzatvila L'Nesias Kapayim Kishomid B'Rocha Cheres, that if you're in a silent Shmon Esrei, you're not allowed to interrupt your silent Shmon Esrei to go up in Duchen. The only time you would be allowed to, unless in Lo Shegia B'Tfilos L'Mokum Birchas Kohanim, if you just said Atosh Shimchol Chon Eli Odos and you're up to Birchas Kohanim in your silent Shmon Esrei, then Shaz Daito Shemut Then the Yaivitz would say that you're allowed to go and move your feet and go up to the Duchen and go do the Duchening. Because that's not called an interruption, because that's where you're up to. This is part of the Brach of Sim Shalom, which is where you're up to, therefore it's not a Hefsik. And if a person is saying his Salah Shemoneh Esrei and he's paralleling along with the Chazara Sashatz and he sees they'll reach there at the same time, then he should be careful when he's saying his Salah Shemoneh Esrei, if he thinks he's going to get up to Hatov Shemcha L'chon El Odos at the same time that the Chazan does, so he would be allowed to go in Duchen in this situation, he should move his feet a little bit during Ritzei, like we've already learned above. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'gamze dafka imumuvdoch shalot titariv daito v'yachzul tfilos." This is all true only if he's sure he won't make a mistake over here and be confused, and he'll be able to get back to his place in the Shemoneh Esrei. Ubelav hachi on. If this is not the case, also b'chol gavi l'hafzik b'tfila, then everybody agrees he's not allowed to interrupt the Shemoneh Esrei. Zeu tochen dvarav sham ayin sham. And this is the opinion of the Goyin Yavitz and his sitter. The Chavetz Chaim in Dibur Amaskel in the Bir Halacha the Im Hosef adds that the problem with Baal Tosef, he says, the only time there would be a problem with Baal Tosef adding on an extra pasuk over here would be if your hands were outstretched at the time that you added on the extra bracha. And all of the other things as well that we'll learn in the upcoming Se'ifim that deal with things that prevent you from being yotzei with Si'es Kapayim, it's only if you did them while your hands were outstretched. If somebody were to add on an extra bracha after the Si'es Kapayim is done, or not when he's facing the Tibur face to face, but it's after he turned around, even if his hands are outstretched, but he's not facing the Tibur, that would not be called Baal Tosef over here. As he's turned around facing the Aron Kodesh, he adds on an extra bracha. Kim bracha ba'alma. That would just be considered a separate bracha that he's blessing to the people. It wouldn't be over Baal Tosef. And this is, in fact, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz. And also, muchach b'chidushi ha-rashba, that is their opinion. That this only applies dafka b'frisas kapayim. This extra problem of Baal Tosef is only when the hands are outstretched. And as well, for all of the other things, why should there be any difference? They're only dealing with that they're ma'akib if the hands are outstretched. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, the Rambam seems to hold otherwise. He explains what the Rambam says, and he concludes, and he says, tzarech in, whether we follow this or not. Now we go to Sif Chof Test. The Mechaber writes, Kohen Shlo is Spalul Adayin. If a Kohen hadn't davened, he's going to plan on davening at a later minyan. He comes into Shul, Umotzu Tzibim Mispalim. He sees the Tzibas and Chazaras Hashatz, they're up to Duchening, No Se Chapov, Vein Hatfilim Akavto. The fact that he hasn't davened Shemoneh Esrei, he hasn't davened yet, that doesn't prevent him from going up in Duchening. He's perfectly permitted to go up in Duchen, even though he's going to daven at the next minyan afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Zayin writes, if he sees that when he goes up to the Duchen, Yavor's Mantvila, because he's now Duchening, he's not going to make this Mantvila, so then he shouldn't go up in Duchen. It's better for him in this situation to go outside, not go up to the Duchen, and go and daven the Shemoneh Esrei, so he makes Mantvila. However, if the people already asked him, if the people had asked him, please go up in Duchen, and this was before Ritzei, so then he has a chiv d'araisa now to go up to Duchen, and he should do that. Because the im lo, yale, if he doesn't go up over b'yaseh d'araisa, he's now over in Issa d'araisa, v'dochit tfilin d'rabbana. And this Issa d'araisa over here, which he would be over if he didn't go up in Duchen, pushes aside his obligation, which is only midirabbana, according to most poskim, to say the Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, the assay of the duchening will trump over here the mitzvah to daven bizman. What happens if he didn't read Kriyashma? If he didn't recite Kriyashma yet, he'll see he's going to miss my Kriyashma by not reciting by going up to Duchen, he'll miss my Kriyashma. Then, then he should also go outside and say Kriyashma and not go up to Duchen. And here, the Amrulo Kodim Ritzei Alei, if they also asked him here to go up, and he sees if he goes up to Duchen, he's going to miss Zman Kriyashma. Here, since Kriyashma is also Daraisa, he should at least read Yikra Pasuk Rishon. He should at least read the first Pasuk of Shema Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kvod, the Yalev Yisur Kapav, and then he can go up in Duchen, and this is in fact the Psak of the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. Dirshu footnote number 114 writes that the Rambam holds that you're supposed to daven every day midaraisa. So now, you could argue that the duchening is a daraisa, but so is your tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, that's also daraisa. So nevertheless, we call Mokum Kosev Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram states that while davening may be daraisa, the Shemoneh Esrei in the nusach that we have it is not daraisa. And therefore, died b'pam achas b'yom b'ezeh nusach shiirtza, since you could fulfill that in any way, shape, or form, not necessarily only with the way Chazal said to say the Shemoneh Esrei, in this situation, the asei daraisa of going up in duchening trumps the Shemoneh Esrei, which is still the Rabbanon, even though, according to the Rambam, davening may be daraisa, but that Shemoneh Esrei is only the Rabbanon. Dirshu footnote 115 explains that the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema is Daraisa, as we've already learned in the Beis Yosef and the Mishnah Berurah earlier on in Simen Samach Gimel. Some say it's not only the first pasuk, we brought that over there, Poskim say it's the entire Parsha Rishona, and others say it's even the first and second Parshas of Kriyat Shema, and certainly if one has time to say that as he's going up to the Duchen, he should certainly do so. Likewise, we've already mentioned that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is also considered, according to many, part of the first pasuk, and certainly one has to go and say that as well in this situation. The issue footnote 116 says, what happens if the person didn't yet say Birchas HaTorah, and now they're asking to Duchen? So ideally, if he has time, he should certainly say Birchas HaTorah prior to Duchening. As we already passed in Simen Mem Vav, that in general, one should always say Birchas HaTorah prior to saying any psukim, even if they're psukim that are said as a part of supplication, as a part of tefillah. However, in lo birech birchas haTorah, if the person didn't have time to say birchas haTorah, Rav Yashiv Zatzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal both paskin yochel levarach birchas kohanim in this situation. He would be allowed to duchen even before saying birchas haTorah. In the Sefer Halacha Brewer, he brings down, if the kohen is in the middle of the psukah de Zimra and he's being called up to duchen, he should stop the psukah de Zimra, go up and duchen, even if there are other kohanim present, so he's not essential, but that is a permissible interruption. And this is, in fact, the psak of the Goyen Yavitz in Isidr and the Chidah, as well as the Kaf HaChaim. The Halacha Brura also points out that certainly, lechatchila, a person should try to daven prior to his duchening, and he should only do this if it's under circumstances that he can't avoid. That concludes today's shir.